Welcome, beloved. Thank you for being here in this moment in time. I invite you to pause, take a breath, and receive these thoughts from my spirit to your spirit through spirit. Not just with your mind, but with your heart and soul. May what is shared here meet you exactly where you are in your consciousness and offer whatever your heart desires and your soul needs for this day and this moment in time. We are all part of the masterpiece, humanity. We are charged to always build a bridge over the troubled waters that would seek to divide us and separate us from one another. We are one race, one humanity, all entitled to the resources and provisions this planet has ordained for us. There is no lack and limitation, just a willingness to release fear and fill our cups with love. This morning, I responded to a post from a mother with an autistic child. She was voicing her concern about the child's readiness skills. I don't always go into any great detail in offering advice or suggestions, but this post, these words that the mother shared, somehow touched my heart. It was as though I could feel her emotions and the anxiety that had taken hold of her. I feel that recently, since we are living in this revengeful regime, that children with special and unique needs are being attacked. It really offends the heart space I carry for children. It struck me on how little we realize how great a connection we have with one another on a vibrational level. We interact and engage, but there is so much more needed and involved in being a part of humanity. We need each other. We need to know that we can count on each other. We need to know that the pain and circumstances of one affects all of us. Sometimes we are totally unaware of when something happens in our lives that it might be because of something that transpired in another person's life. Sometimes, as being of and in and a part of this masterpiece, humanity, we have to do things for the greater good of all of us that share this world. I think that experience and what we are dealing with now with the current regime and the strife and chaos that is being imposed on not just in our country, the United States, but what is being inflicted on others around the world is another example of how the decisions of those in power impact all of us. as an interconnected humanity. For a moment, can you imagine what condition this world would be in if we worked in concert with one another? Think about it. Some of us have distanced ourselves from the moral compass that taught us that I am my brother's keeper. I, for one, will always choose compassion over indifference. I will always choose agape, unconditional, pragma, enduring love over hate and jealousy. I will always choose to be a voice for those that are enslaved to poverty and injustice. I will always strive to be mindful of the plight of others and live my life from a place of gratitude and humility. I am too blessed to not share my blessings with others. How about you? So breathe deeply. Close your eyes and visualize a world of compassion, a world of concern, followed by action for those that are in need and less fortunate than us. Close your eyes and visualize something that brings you back into homeostasis with your soul expression. Take a moment today to reflect on how we are interconnected to all of humanity. May today bring you a sense of peace, joy, and moments of feeling loved and validated for who you are and what you are gifting our humanity. Ashe, ashe. Thank you for listening and sharing this sacred space with me. May you carry what serves you, release what does not, and move forward in your life, wrapped in love, wrapped in peace, wrapped in joy, clarity, and compassion. Compassion for yourself and compassion for others. Ashe. Have a blessed day. And remember, you too have the potential of being a blessing in the lives of others.